I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. State officials say more heroin is coming into Vermont than ever, and the impacts of the drug trade are disturbing. A little more than 3 years ago, Rutland began a multi-pronged effort to fight opiate addiction. In our week-long series, State of Recovery, VPR's Nina Keck reports on what, if any, progress the city has made.
Contractor Morgan Overable repairs the sagging porch on a rundown home in northwest Rutland. It's one of seven properties purchased by NeighborWorks of Western Vermont. The local housing agency is working closely with city officials to get rid of blight and create more affordable single-family housing in the neighborhood.
This has always been kind of the quote-unquote shadier part of town, but I wouldn't say that that's the case anymore. You know, since we started working on this house, I've been watching it. At 3 o'clock, the kids walk down this street, and it's kind of nice because it seems so much safer than it used to be.
Only about 29% of residents in this part of Rutland own their own homes. NeighborWorks and the city are trying to boost that to 50%. Sewers and sidewalks have been replaced, streets repaved, lighting improved. Green Mountain Power planted 150 trees.
It's doing a lot better than it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. That's for sure.
Longtime resident Steve McKieran stands on his front porch.
Oh, yeah, a lot of drug deals went down on the streets. You can see a lot of them, and a lot of that's been curbed. Getting rid of some of these houses with drug addicts aren't in them, you know, squatting in them. Getting more single-family homes in here and getting rid of some of these big apartments and be a neighborhood like it used to be when I grew up. All close families, you know, a lot of kids and good people take care of each other.
McKieran and other neighbors say police are patrolling the area more, and they think crime is down because of it.
Crime is down. Larcenies are down. Shoplifting is down.
That's Commander Scott Tucker of the Rutland City Police Department. In the last 2 years, burglaries have dropped 60%, while thefts, including shoplifting, are down 45%. Noise and disorderly conduct complaints are also down. In that same time period, treatment options for opiate addiction have increased. Today, about 750 recovering addicts are able to get drugs that reduce opiate cravings, like methadone and Suboxone, treatment that wasn't widely available in Rutland before. Bradley Goodhale, a crime analyst with the Rutland Police, says that's played a huge role in reducing crime.
We see those 750 people no longer have to commit crimes in order to feed their addictions because they are getting treatment.
Local police say they've also changed their approach to drug offenders. Before 2012, Scott Tucker says they were trying to arrest their way out of the drug problem.
So the message that we give out today is that when we are focused on an offender who has created chaos in a neighborhood, we're giving them the message that the community is a caring community. There are resources available if you want to get help to get off your addicted lifestyle.
But Tucker says they make it very clear that drug trafficking won't be tolerated any longer. He says staff from Rutland Mental Health, the local women's shelter, state's attorney's office, and corrections department now have personnel embedded in the police department. Tucker says their input, plus more calls from the community, are helping the police better identify, address, and track crimes in the city. David Kennedy directs the National Network for Safe Communities at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He consulted with Rutland and calls the city's approach groundbreaking.
Lots of cities have treatment. Lots of cities do neighborhood work. What is unique about what Rutland did was that it stepped back, looked very deliberately at the functioning of how Rutland was now a persistent regional heroin distribution hub.
And he says police did whatever it took to disrupt that local marketplace.
Knowing that people would try to reestablish as dealers, there was a very, very, very careful process put in place to look for any obvious reemergence of dealing and stop it early before it had a chance to take hold. And that was literally everything from additional criminal investigations to parking a car in front of this house so that nobody would be stupid enough to walk up to the front door and buy heroin.
But Kennedy points out that this approach wouldn't have worked had the city not ramped up treatment options at the same time. Besides reducing crime, doctors say improved treatment options are helping slow the spread of infectious diseases like HIV and hepatitis, and they say the number of pregnant women with opiate addiction in Rutland is down significantly. But more is needed. There's still a waiting list for methadone, and not enough doctors in Rutland prescribe Suboxone, which can be labor-intensive. Jennifer Stout believes Rutland needs more inpatient residential treatment centers so that parents who are trying to get clean can stay near their children. Stout directs a nonprofit agency that provides family coaching for parents with children in state custody. She says they currently work with more than 50 families, nearly all of whom are battling addiction. Stout says the wait list for their services is growing, and from her perspective, so is Rutland's heroin problem.
Well, it has probably the newest high we've ever seen with people who are addicted. Not only are they addicted to heroin, but other drugs, whether it's meth or crack.
Despite that, she believes Rutland's efforts to fight addiction as a community are helping.
We have a lot of collaborative agencies in this area who talk to each other, who are working with each other. And I think that's huge. I think Project Vision is a big part of how that came about, where people are sharing information and sharing resources, you know, with each other, which I think is great.
All right, if I could have everyone's attention, please.
Project Vision is a grassroots effort that formed just over 3 years ago in direct response to the heroin crisis. Its nearly 300 members include local officials, law enforcement, nonprofits, neighborhood activists, service organizations, and church groups. Pretty much anyone who wants to make Rutland better. 60 to 80 people regularly attend the monthly meetings. While there's plenty of chit-chat and laughter, committees tackle real problems having to do with policing, neighborhoods, employment, housing, and addiction.
I'm looking for interns for January.
Let's do it. We'll talk. I got to go.
Bradley Goodhale meets with members of the Law Enforcement Committee and explains how interns are helping make crime data available to police in real time. He presents end-of-the-year data that shows the city has met Project Vision's goals for reducing many drug-related crimes. But he says aggravated assaults, including domestic violence, are up.
So now we're looking at ways of, can we take the model that we've used to help drive down the crime numbers related to heroin addiction to drive down the violence numbers, and that's something we're working on now.
Yeah, let me give you a call next couple of days, and we'll touch base and get some more details, but I'm sure I can help you out.
Rutland Mayor Chris Lewis says the fact that people remain so committed to Project Vision and its mission is powerful, but he admits the city's fight against addiction and its ripple effects will be a marathon, not a sprint.
This is nothing where you can't declare victory and go home. We need to fully institutionalize the change in culture in this community, the change in culture in the police department, the change in culture with our non-traditional partners. So that's why we need to keep having these meetings.
Other communities in and out of Vermont are taking note of Rutland's approach and the positive impact it's had. City officials spoke at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., and at a conference in Chicago hosted by the International Association of Chiefs of Police. Lewis has spoken to the state legislature in New York and says Massachusetts lawmakers have also expressed interest. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.